Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Now Regis has got 3 balls. Regis in the ice. How many balls can Regis, you know, carry? He's got 3 balls and Shannon Sharp. You know, these athletes, they want to test Regis. They want to see how good he is.
Well, especially now that you have all the balls.
That's right. Shannon Sharp, who's a big guy, boom, let's go. Actually, it wasn't that hard, but I had, my arms were full of balls. Anyway, I reached up. 4 ball Regis, right there. 4. Thank you.
No idea what he's saying. No idea he's being half a fag.
I'm sorry. Are we still on the air? Well, that's impressive, and I'm glad that you had that experience last night.
Made me feel like a real man. Anyway, it was a lot of fun,
and fun. And balls. There we are. That's the balls. There we go.
A daily 4-hour salute to all you filthy sea bags. Don and Mike.
You effing C-word.
Thanks, Phil. Robbie didn't scrub. You get Bobby Lee on the phone? Oh, good.
Bobby Lee!
If there's anything that gets Frank Caliendo upset, nothing really gets Frank Caliendo upset except somebody who doesn't buy a ticket to his show. Mm-hmm. I know it's the times that we have Frank on, and we always say to him, isn't Bobby Lee funny?
Yeah. And we do that a lot.
I mean, even when Frank's doing his shtick.
Oh. Right.
I remember the last time we had him on, I'm like, oh, that's great, Frank. How about the Kim Jong-il?
Oh, man, uh-huh. Bobby Lee and Connie Chung. Don't forget that. Oh.
So now it's time for something special from the Orient. Rob, way to go. You're almost a producer today, son. From Mad TV. You think he knows that we're big fans? Well, let's find out. Here is Bobby Lee.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome to the show. We are huge fans.
Oh, you are?
We are
absolutely.
Huge fans.
Why?
Why? Because the show's great and you're great on the show.
You are funny as hell.
I'm little. I have a big head for my body. I look like I have Down syndrome. Why do you like me?
I like it because you know what I like about you the best, what? Bobby Lee, on the cast of Mad TV? I mean, everybody on that show, on occasion, we'll go all day with a certain bit, but I think you commit. You commit more than anybody else.
Is it like we're playing a match game?
Oh, he does, though.
Money, that's why.
Yeah, Don wrote down the exact same thing because you commit. I mean, you go all the way.
I just wrote that down. I swear to God, when Mike started talking to you, I wrote, you commit, because I want to say that to you, too. When you have a bit on Mad TV, you go all the way with it, and it is freaking great.
I mean, the people that have watched Mad TV, I would venture to say, Bobby, they have seen your nipples more than any other cast member. I mean, maybe Michael McDonald occasionally gets in there, but I think I think they've seen yours, you know. I mean, whether it's in a baby carriage, you know. I mean, it all washes together. I'm not going to ask you about anything specifically, but I love it.
Would you please just talk as Kim Jong-il for a moment?
And Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
How are you?
What was the clock on that? How long have we had? 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
2 minutes and 30 seconds. We got him to talk like Kim Jong-il.
That's pretty. I was showing incredible restraint, yes. Bobby, by not asking you to do that like a monkey, like dance monkey dance in the first 15 seconds. Because
I feel dirty, guys.
I mean, even before he became America's favorite dictator, when he first started becoming popular in the news,
right?
I mean, everything you do is funny. Connie Chung used to be my favorite.
Right.
And I know you hear this a lot, but that Kim Jong-il, especially when he was just making his way to the top of the charts, goddamn, that stuff kills, dude.
How long have you been
on the show, buddy.
Bobby, how long have you been on the show?
I've been on the show. This is my sixth year.
Sixth year, and yeah. I mean, you really came
in. I'm never going to work again, guys.
I just, you know, I seem to see a trend. I know that a lot of people come through Mad TV. They go on to other things, and I'm always bummed out when you lose a cast member because, you know, you guys are all so talented. And I really think that I've always said this. This is the unsung show the unsung sketch show on Saturday nights, because Saturday Night Live, man. I mean, you guys are just so much more edgy. I really enjoy that, and you look like you're having a good time. Obviously, a different show.
Well, I'm best friends with all the cast members, and it's just fun to show up and just do what you want to do, you know what I mean?
For instance, when they, and obviously you get all of the Oriental work, all of the Asian
work. Did you just say Oriental?
Yeah, but I amended it.
You're going to call a human being an Oriental?
I amended, though, to say Asian.
Yeah, he was saying that for comedy purposes, Bobby.
For instance, when they come to you, you're goddamn right it is, when they come to you and they say, we want you to be Connie Chung.
Yeah.
The very first time that you put on the outfit and you went out there,
yeah.
Keep in mind, you know, I think this is a compliment, you look nothing like Connie Chung. This is what makes it so great.
Right.
What did you think? Did you know that that was going to kill the first time you did it, or?
Well, I don't know if it killed the first time. I remember, like, when I got into the makeup, I started crying because it just didn't feel right. I felt dirty, and then
I felt dirty.
And after the 90th time, I was just like, this is getting out of hand.
You see, when
you know what I mean, I might as well marry Maury. You know what I mean?
When I watch you do that, I get the impression it just you enjoy it. I mean, just sitting there and all. I mean, really. It got established where all you have to say is, I am Connie Chung. And you do look like, I mean, you obviously have fun doing a lot of stuff on that show.
Yeah.
But the Connie Chung, do you enjoy it as much as it looks like you do?
Well, yeah, I have fun. Especially this year, I'm doing stuff with Mike McDonald. He's playing Maury, and it's fun. I finally get to kiss him, and it's fun.
And he commits. As we said before, he commits to the character.
Yeah.
No, you do. And what about... again, just to show you how we are giving a prostate exam today. Big fans of Bobby Lee. We are speaking like Yoda. Even on Curb Your Enthusiasm, you did a guest shot. When Larry David was into his gambling thing. And would you tell us how you got that gig? Because I thought you were very funny on that show.
Well, the casting director for a Curb is a big fan of Matt, so. She called me in, and basically I read with Larry, and he just hired me right on the spot. I mean, I did have to audition, but it was pretty easy, you know. I just did it, and then it was the best, like, experience in show business because of the fact that there was no script.
Yeah, I wanted to, excuse me, I don't mean to keep jumping in, and I'll stop,
yeah.
But I wanted to ask you that one of the things I hear about that show is that there is no script, so... Hey, can you tell us what it was like in your scenes?
I literally showed up at 8 in the morning, and I didn't know what I was playing, really, and I didn't know really what scenes we were doing. And they set up the shots, and I showed up, and basically 1 minute before they called action, Larry told me what was going on.
Oh, that is very
It was really scary, but, it was a lot of fun.
That's great. God damn, that's
when, the logistics of when you're doing Mad TV, because I am such a big fan, and I'm always kind of confused as to how the show works. I know you tape different segments at different times. Do you bring in a studio audience for some things and not for others? I mean, how does it work, and how long does it take to put together like one episode of Mad TV?
Well, I mean, the whole process is mind-boggling. I mean, you know, on Tuesdays we have a table read, and we read about 60 sketches, and only 7 get picked. And so it's very competitive, and it's like auditioning on a weekly basis.
Okay.
And sometimes you just get screwed. I mean, like some weeks you show up and you have nothing. You know what I mean? But so in that case, it's really hard. But, you know, at the same time, I think they're really good about spreading the funny. You know what I mean? They're letting everyone kind of do their own thing.
And is it like a real sitcom where they will bring in, where you have one particular night where you do
every other week, yeah.
Every other week.
We have a live audience.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm just thinking? I'm just writing down things about Bobby Lee. Didn't I also, now correct me if I'm wrong, because all Asians look alike.
Yeah.
But. Guys, do you remember when I came in and said that I saw Bobby Lee in an IBM commercial?
Like a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weren't you in an IBM commercial?
Yeah, I was bald.
Yeah. Right. Outstanding.
Well, you didn't think it was me? Who'd you think it was? Sandra Oh?
The only Asian in TV currently.
Then here's a serious question for you.
Yeah.
Since Jack Sue, I think that...
Is Jack Sue was Barney Miller, right?
Right.
Right.
Since Jack
also he was also fantastic in Flower Drum Song.
It is hard to come up with, unless you go all the way back to Hop Sing on Bonanza.
Right.
It's hard to find, as you like to put it, an Asian person.
Well, let's not ignore Sulu. right?
No, he doesn't count, does he?
Well, he's gay.
Yeah,
but he's not Asian 100%, is he?
I believe he is. Sulu is Asian 100%.
Yeah. I thought he was like part Polynesian.
No, he's totally.
Oh, my God, guys.
He's totally Asian, Captain.
Oh, remember Short Round from Indiana Jones? He did all right.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Jones.
All right, so, Bobby, here's a serious question.
Yeah.
As we've already tried to tell you, we think you're a funny guy. Really.
Thanks.
Your stuff cracks us up. Because you are Asian...
Yeah.
Obviously, that is going to limit the amount of roles that are opened up to you. Are you waiting for Jackie Chan to get stung by a stingray so that you can do the next Rush Hour with Chris Tucker? I mean, I'm trying to think of anybody else that's a tough nut to crack, and you're so goddamn funny.
Well, I think Hollywood's changing a bit. I mean, I think there's a lot of us on TV now. Daniel Day Kim on Lost, the other Asian chick that's on there, and
right.
You know, I mean, John Cho has done some things. You know, I mean, it's different, I think. And I think I've been pretty busy for 5 years, man. So I'm not really worried about that kind of stuff, man. It's just as long as I work, you know.
When you go out with Ike Barinholtz and you guys will go to the to the movie premieres.
Yeah, I hate Ike.
Do they hate both of you guys when they show you coming, when they see you coming? Because really,
you know, hold on, Mike,
I mean, that's really what we DJs do.
That's where you commit as well. When you've got someone on the red carpet.
Oh my God, you guys all day. I mean, do you have security personnel or the regular publicists that go, oh Jesus Christ, not
no, people avoid us. Like I know that Jessica and the Hiltons, they always, I mean, whatever, Simpson, they run by and, you know, Paris Hilton runs by. They don't really talk to us.
The thing is, they're aware of you, though.
The thing is...
No, I guess maybe they are. I mean, one time George Lucas walked by and he shook his head and he said, Mad TV sucks.
Oh, no!
Oh,
he sucks.
Yeah, I could read his lips. I mean, he said it, and I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm never going to be in Star Wars.
they send Bobby and who's the other guy, Mike?
Ike Barinholtz.
They send them out to these Hollywood premieres, and it's so great because they just show celebrity after celebrity walking by, and they stand there, and they got the mic flags, and they
right.
go...
No, you hate him, Bobby, but I will give him a compliment. I believe he makes an effort to match your level of commitment occasionally. Doesn't quite get there, but he does it.
And the, Ike's the best. Yeah, I love him.
And I hate to be a stalker fan, but I'm going to mention something that you're not in that was on the show. What happens
do.
In Vegas stays in Vegas.
That was great.
When Ike Barinholtz, they do a takeoff on that commercial campaign,
right.
And it's him at a buffet. Licking the food, which
yeah.
I think is one of the funniest things. And you wouldn't see that anywhere else. And you got,
yeah.
I hope you keep doing stuff like that. I really do.
This Saturday, Ike's doing Dane Cook, and it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, God. Fantastic.
I can't wait.
That's great.
So, Bobby Lee. Are
did you say Bobby Ree or Lee?
No, Bobby Lee.
That was Bobby Lee, like a Jerry Lee.
Right.
Bobby Lee. What is it that you would like at this point? You're obviously happy on Mad TV. Would you want to do one of those sucky sitcoms, or would you like to do more film work, or you know, maybe this will seem like a dumb question. Excuse my ignorance. Do you do stand-up like Frank does?
Not as much like Frank, but yeah, I do it.
Yeah, but I mean, do you do? Obviously, you don't do the Frank's whole shtick,
right?
You know, Frank.
But you'll go out to the clubs and actually, you have an act that you take on the road, or anything?
Yeah. I mean, I just played Sacramento State last week, and I did the San Jose Improv. I mean, I do the road. I just don't do it as much as Frank. I just don't like it.
So you don't like the stand-up as much as that? I mean, guys don't
like
it.
No, I love doing stand-up. I just don't like, you know, worrying about if people are going to show up or not, you know?
Yeah, and Frank does worry about that.
Frank worries about that a lot. He's very paranoid about that.
Well, he's got kids and stuff, man, so he's got things to worry about.
Yeah, you know, when he was here, and I hope it doesn't insult you that we're talking about someone else while we're talking to you, but when he was here last in town, my girlfriend and I went to see him, and he was amazed that he sold out 5 shows in D.C.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really, he was awestruck and humbled, and I felt bad for him after the show because he was standing there signing his CDs and selling his stuff. And I walked up to him later, and I said, Frank, my man, you're bigger than this. And he said, oh, no, I'm not. This is great. This is great. These people are buying my DVDs.
There's no inferiority complex on Mad TV, is there, Bobby?
No, I mean, there is a little bit. I mean, I just don't think that we get the respect that SNL gets, and it's like, so we just have kind of low self-esteem here.
Well, you know, you should be aware of the fact that there is a, you know, yeah, albeit probably a smaller group of people, but people that not only respect you but think you're much more edgy than Saturday Night Live has been for you know, decade and a half. And I really hope you guys keep doing that. Well, obviously you do keep doing that. You throw different stuff and see what sticks to the wall, and that's what keeps it funny, I think.
And the last thing I'd ask is how much you obviously are a funny MF-er, but how much of what you do on the show is written either by you and the writers before, and how much when the cameras get going, are you allowed to screw around?
Yeah. I mean, on certain things, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I do these things called 24. Do you ever see those?
Yeah, oh, 24 with Bobby Lee.
Hold on, yeah. Bobby Lee's 24.
Where, like, they go to your apartment and you're in your underwear.
That is another one of the best bits of all time.
That's serious, one of the best bits. And that you started that last year, right?
Yeah, and those are the things that I write and stuff. I'm doing another one next week. And those things I just have complete control over. But some things I don't. Like the Connie Chung, it's, like, written, and the writers write it, and I just do it the way it's scripted, and, you know, I trust them, you know.
Well, dude, that's I mean
24 with Bobby Lee, please keep doing that.
The 24 with Bobby Lee is one. I don't know if you get a lot of compliments like this, but it's one where the first time I saw that, I actually just paused it rather than just hit record. Paused it, went upstairs, got somebody, and said, you have to come down to see this right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're already sleeping. I said, just because everybody loves 24.
It really is frustrating for us because we are fans of that show. And you're right.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't get the notoriety that SNL gets, of course.
You don't get that notoriety.
But, man, it is just, you know, I don't know how that could ever change. I think the fact that you are where you are and you are on that night, I think it works. And know that there is a passionate fan base out there that watches that show and thinks it's just far superior to Saturday Night Live.
Thank
and
you.
Has been for a very long time. Please
I'm
tell
sitting,
every.
I'm everybody. Sitting next to Keegan right now.
It's great.
You know
although
Keegan is
Keegan.
What is a Keegan?
He's on the show. Keegan. He does Coach Hines.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
See, see now, even us as fans, we don't know everybody's name. I mean, that's
well, they do change the cast.
And
I mean,
that's the one thing at the beginning of the show. I mean, for an ensemble cast, you got like 20 people with their faces up there, and I go, I know like five of them.
And there is a bit of a life expectancy, Bobby, on the show. What's the average kind of visit that cast members have on that show?
I think 80% of the new cast members that get on the show get fired in 4 weeks.
Wow.
It's really brutal.
Oh, man, that is nasty.
I mean, you got 4 weeks to prove yourself, so anyone that makes the past 4 weeks is a warrior.
And between you and I, we all know, even though he's a friend of ours, Caliendo's a one-trick pony, right? You take away that Madden, and you know what he is? He's Jim Belushi. That's a joke. I don't get mad, Frank. That's a joke.
It's a joke.
Seriously.
Well, you guys do a great job. More 24 with Bobby Lee because that is fractionally funny.
Oh, and also before we let you go, I want to say good luck to you this year on Survivor. I hope you don't get voted off the island. I think you're great. You were great on the challenges last week. No, you know, you guys, did you guys see the Survivor spoof on Mad TV for their opening week?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. They took the racial thing, and they went all the way with it. Of course they went all the way with it.
All the stereotypes we did.
Well, good luck with this season, and really,
Thank you very much. I'll see you guys when I'm in D.C.
Please do not be a stranger. Ask Frank. We're not dicks. Come by the show.
I know. I'll be there, buddy.
Thanks, Bobby Lee. Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you.
There he is. One trick pony, Bobby Lee. His whole thing is Kim Jong Il.
I forgot, you know, and I'm so glad before he left, we got that 24 with Bobby Lee, which is just, and you know, that's what makes it funny because they let him do whatever the hell he wants. Yeah. You know, him smoking cigarettes in his briefs,
in his underpants,
his little boy's underpants.
He, as I remember that bit, he commits because he walks. You get a lot of shots of him, like, just walking around his apartment in his underpants.
In his underpants.
And it's done on that grainy video, like, surveillance tape.
Answers the door, you know, in his underwear. You know, hey, man, some of the things really were. Connie Chung, Man dressing as woman. That works. It's funny. Man in underwear. Funny. Sorry, it always works.
All right, that's Bobby Lee. Let me see. Oh, they would like us to mention Mad TV airs Saturday late nights on Fox. Check your local listings. Mm-hmm. You can also see Mad TV 6 days a week on Comedy Central.
You know, that's a bad way to promote it, really. I would say if it airs Saturday, if you don't want to watch the 11 o'clock news on Saturday night, turn on Mad TV.
No, unless you live in D.C.
Right.
Because they've now moved it.
They moved it.
To 11:30.
Oh, so it's 11:30 directly against Saturday Night Live.
Because they've got their dumb, have you seen the dumb Channel 5 news show now at 11 o'clock?
No. You know, heard
here
about
it. Here in D.C., the Fox station, like many Fox stations, because they ran out of shows at 10 o'clock, they run news. Right, so they get a one-hour lead-in on everybody else.
Oh, man, how am I going to watch the first half of Saturday Night Live? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm a hypocrite.
Well, now on Channel 5, at least here in D.C., I think they ripped this off from a Fox station in Tampa.
Right.
They have something called The Edge. And it's at 11 o'clock, and what it really is, it's all the same drivel that they just gave you from 10 to 11, except they stand up. And they have fancy plasma screens behind them.
So we're getting an hour and a half of news now?
On Channel 5, yeah. And I don't mind it Monday through Friday, but last Saturday night,
right?
Janet and I were sitting down to watch TV, and I said, hey, there is something wrong with the TV. Why is the news on? Because then I went to 88. I went to Fox,
right.
The high-def feed, and the station in New York was running Mad TV. And I said, Channel 5... Why are they running news at 11 o'clock on Saturday night?
I would have been blown away by
Mad TV.
What they needed was a new vehicle to put laser sound effects and news together. And they have it with The Edge.
Hats off to Will Thomas for growing those sideburns out.
Wilma.
Looks like Wilma. Elvis now?
Yeah, he's got Elvis sideburns.
Looking good.
Congratulations. You know what I like about not only the Fox News Channel, but the local Fox station, is that they're very discreet with the logos.
They're real subtle.
Yeah. Don't overdo it.
You never can tell.
I mean, when I watch Channel 5 here, Fox 5 in D.C., they've got, it's worse than Fox News Channel. I'm now used to Fox News Channel with the American flag that kind of meshes into the word live in one corner and the writing on the bottom of the screen. But Channel 5 here, they've got a rotating box that says Fox News,
right.
And they've got another rotating box that has the temperature and the time, and then they've got the Fox thing in the upper right-hand corner. They got something in the upper left-hand corner. What do they call those things, Buzz? Those things that those logos? There's a name for
bugs.
That.
The bug. Yeah, the bug.
Because it used to be, whatever happened to that? Was that a wives' tale that you could burn that into your TV if you left it on
like plasmas,
one station long enough? You would get like the CBS eye,
especially, but even other TVs. When you get it home from the store, the contrast is set so high that if you leave one image on the screen for a long time and there's white in that, it just burns into the screen.
And he gets a clap.
Yeah, but not Buzz because he's clean.
He's clean That's as right. a whistle.
Buzz is just super deluxe.
Always clean.
I keep the contrast down.
Well, I think today, in the first 2 hours and 15 minutes of the show, I think we can knock off for the whole week.
I agree.
I mean, really, compared with the lousy show that we normally do, we had a solid first TO hour.
That was a real guest you just
We
got
had
there.
A good time with Al BVD.
Try doing more of that.
And we just had Bobby Lee on.
We really exceeded our quota.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you find him or did he fall into your lap?
I chased him.
You chased him a little bit?
Him.
All right, very good. Thank you so much. That was a thrill.
Are you lying, or did he fall?
No, I chased.
He's a faller?
I chased.
He's a faller? Are you a catcher?
I chased.
You chased?
You really chased Bobby Lee? So you went out and got Bobby Lee?
Called his publicist?
Correct. Don, are you going to start requesting people that he goes out and gets? Because there's one that's sitting on the table.
Because I've never done that, Mike.
Right.
Because I've never asked Rob to get
you really should've.
To get specific guests. I've never asked him that. I never have.
I know one guest that would make you producer of the world.
Producer of the world?
Yes.
Who's that?
Robert De Niro.
Oh,
Bobby D. Don has been asking for Bobby De Niro since we've been working
Please.
Together.
I just turned him down.
I might as well ask Santa Claus to have anal with the Easter Bunny in front of me.
But Rob does want to be producer of the world.
Next Wednesday.
Now listen, right. I don't want you to...
I request any cast member from that movie, the Scorsese movie coming up.
The new one? Okay.
The Departed. Any cast member.
Could keep requesting.
Yeah.
Is that a long-distance dedication? Long-distance request?
That's a long-distance impossible
tell you,
request.
Here are the names.
You know who he would get? He'd get the girl.
No, he couldn't even get her.
Right.
I can get her.
All right, if you were going to get guests in that, because, I mean, we're talking Hollywood elite of Hollywood elite, who would be the pecking order? You got to start with Jack.
Of course you do.
Then you go down and you get, then it gets fuzzy right away. Because you've got Matt Damon and you've got Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm, I would go with Matt Damon before right. Leonardo DiCaprio. And then you would have...
you got DiCaprio.
And you have Marky Mark.
And you got Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark. And
you got Alec Baldwin.
And you've got Sheen.
Martin Sheen
is in that movie.
Right, he's in there.
So there are six names we've tossed out, Colin.
All right.
Do your best.
Sheen. Marky Mark. DiCaprio. Nicholson. And Alec Baldwin.
This is a funny discussion, because none of this will ever happen.
Oh, it might.
This is a funny, funny discussion.
I bet you would be thrilled to get Alec Baldwin on this show.
Of course. Mike, I was thrilled to get his no-talent brother, who incidentally...
Well, he called us.
That's what I was going to say.
Daniel.
Called us because he was listening out in San Francisco.
Daniel Baldwin.
I'd be thrilled to have any Baldwin on this show, for God's sake. I'm thrilled that we have anybody that's not got the world's biggest ball of goddamn on this show. I'm thrilled.
And now that we've determined the order that we should book the people from that movie, do you prefer leprechauns or unicorns?
Probably you. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, Don?
Yes, and Mike. Hello.
Hey, you know what they call that boosting box on Channel 5 News?
What do they call it?
Tupalpa.
That phone, I didn't hear.
It was something about a rotating box on Channel 5. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I had one of those TVs, a plasma TV, where I had that burn-in, but all those warranties from all these high-end places, they don't cover that. So you end up with a piece of garbage that you paid $3,000 for.
Well, they don't warranty it because they actually give you a warning not to do that, to not leave that on too long.
Right. It's like, here, buy a TV, but don't watch any TV channels.
Buzz is going crazy because we're talking about television, and his microphone's not turned on.
I was just going to say, you're right, Mike.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Bob. We'll be right. Bob, that was not on purpose.
No, I know that.
You know that, right?
I do know.
Yeah. What, Buzz?
He just turned what, it Bob? Off again.
Do know that!
There he is. Okay, thank you. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.